Yo, this is another podcast, and today's podcast is a chill podcast. And the topic of today's podcast is 5G LTE. So, my thoughts about this 5G LTE or whatever, 5G internet, is that I think it's killing a lot of things. It's killing animals and trees, and it's just messed up, and everybody's just addicted to internet, and they're trying to cop the 5G LTE. And what I think about that is that I think you should stop being a lazy ass and actually try to do something, you know, other than do some 5G LTE.
Like phone? Well, I think it could be like, it could benefit a lot, because right now I have 4G and it's still slow, so even with the 5G, it could definitely boost up your phone. So you're always chilling with service.
Did you realize that it's killing a lot of things?
It's what?
It's killing a lot of things.
Like
animals and stuff?
No, I don't really notice this. I guess. I mean, there's a lot of stuff in this world that is killing a lot of things. But there's nothing we can really do about it. I mean, yeah, we can try, but it's going to take a long time to fix those things.
It's crazy to think about, because our animals are dying and stuff, and people don't really care about animals anymore. And right now, I'm so fucking chill. Like, I'm literally buzzed as shit, but it's cool. I'm gonna be fine. And what do you think about Nick smokers?
To be honest, if you smoke Nick, it's mostly because of stress. That's how it all started. And it just takes a load off your mind when you hit it. So I'm with the Nick smokers.
Same. I'm with the Nick smokers and stuff. I get your pain, you know. Because I do it for stress and stuff. But I know it's killing my lungs, but you know, it's gonna be fine. And that covers that topic. What else should we talk about? What do you think about pollution?
Pollution is really bad right now. Well, I lied. Since COVID started, pollution has went down by a lot. Because nobody was really out. We were all tripping over COVID, so not a lot of people were driving. And we were at home for, like, what, 3 months? So I think it's gone down a lot, but there's still a lot more we can do about pollution.
What I really think about the pollution is that COVID really did help us. I mean, it killed a lot of people, but you know, you gotta save the pollution somehow. And you know, situations happen. Yeah. What do you think of pollution?
What
do you think about pollution?
Pollution is gay. Don't throw away your shit. Just put it in a recycling bin.
Yeah. And you know, I think people are really dumb. I think pollution is gonna go higher because now everybody's going outside, and people are gonna start polluting like a dumbass. But you know, that's life. So what do you think about the about people addicted to phones and stuff?
They can get off their phones.
To be honest, I wouldn't really care because a lot of people don't get that much attention, especially from their parents. They're always getting yelled at and shit. Always getting fussed at. I think it's just a way. It's a way to just escape from all that. And it allows you to talk to people you couldn't talk to if you didn't have a phone. And it's honestly a big help in our daily lives. Even though parents think it's rotting our brains, it's really not. It's just what's keeping us stable.
What I think is about phones is that it's a little problem because everybody's addicted to phones. People don't really want to talk to other people. They just want to stay on their phones. And humans need communication, you know? And we're going to turn into, like, everyone's going to be a zombie if we don't have that nice communication. And it's crazy to think about. Yo, so what do you think about hell?
Hell? Well, I think hell is a place for people that have done really fucked up things in their life. Really fucked up things. Like, you know that 14-year-old that raped and murdered that girl?
Yeah.
That's a fucked up thing. That's what belongs in hell. And I think that's why hell was created for people like that. Because a lot of people don't deserve that shit. And because people want to act out and do all these crazy fucked up things, it really fucks with people. And I think that's where they belong.
I want to talk to you about that. So, in the Bible it says that if you look for the Lord and Jesus, you can be forgiven. Because there's this priest that actually used to worship Satan, and he did it for, you want to know how long that was? He did it for like 30 years, and he went to hell. He actually went to hell. They took him to hell, and his body went to hell. Not his, like, real body, but, like, his spiritual body. And he said in one of his testimonies that he found Jesus, and Jesus forgave him.
Everybody, I fucking smoked everybody.
Yeah, this nigga's playing some Call of Duty in the game. He playing Call of Duty in school, you know. See, so that's what I mean about it. People are just addicted to phones. They like games a lot. And this nigga addicted. But yeah, you know. What do you think about obese people?
Obese? Oh. Okay, thank you for that, Lewis. I think there gets to a point where people really need to watch how, because, I mean, yeah, people are like, yeah, go you, but, like, they really need to focus on, like,
yeah, go you.
Their health. Because, like, you can be a little bit, like, there's... Yeah, you could be a little bit chunky, but, like, once it gets to that limit, to the point where it's affecting your daily life, to where you can't get out your chair and go outside, that's where you need to realize that you need to focus on your health a little bit more. Now I'm going to pass out to Lewis.
Okay, I'm an expert about this. So what Landon just said... I was at that point. Sixth grade. I think like 12, 13 years old. 300 pounds. Fat as hell. And I thought it was alright.
He's still keeping the street, you know.
And right then and there, I said, I'm going to change my life. And I started the real thing. Change your diet. Now I'm like, I lost 60 pounds. Like, I'm 240 right now. Still going strong. And that, and I don't even go to the gym anymore. Just your diet. You see how much it changed? 60 pounds and like...
That's some real motivation there, man.
Like, three years. Yeah, six, seven, eight. Yeah, 3 years. 60 pound loss. I've never gone to the gym. Well, I've had gone to the gym. But quarantine kind of fucked me. Yeah, 60 pounds lost in like 3 years just by diet. Imagine going to the gym. Shit, I could have been like Landon. No, I'm playing. But Matt Landon, bruh, he was blessed with metabolism. He can literally eat anything and not gain weight. That's just a little downside. But that's it. That's all. Not much.
Well, I want to add about that. So, in quarantine, you wouldn't even believe it, dude. I was fat as shit. Like, literally, dude. I was actually fat as shit. And, you know, I decided to change. I had some serious motivation. Like, I was like, nah, I'm not gonna do this anymore. I'm not gonna be a little ugly-ass nigga anymore. But, yeah, you know.
Yo, what you think about that, man? What you think about that? About what?
I'm sorry, what?
Fat people.
Fat people? Oh, I wouldn't call them fat. I call them thick. I mean, like, dummy thick. Instead of fat. Because, you know, sometimes they got those fat people with the fat asses. So I call them dummy thick. Because they also had those big, meaty, juicy legs. Like, you just want to bite them. Like, it might even be better than a cow. Like, you could taste the juice. Like, juice coming out. You know, that sounds so delicious.
Hey, yo, I want to add to something. So, my friend here, can you give us your real name,
please? My real name is Tavian, but a lot of people call me Big Dick Daddy.
All right, Tavian, we came to the conclusion that you're actually the scenario guy. So, please add us a scenario.
What's the scenario? You got a picture or something for somebody.
Yeah.
Picture?
Yeah,
make
yeah.
Like,
yeah,
no,
you,
like, make it, like, make
it. Yo, you remember, last podcast when you were, like, in the weekend, you said something, she may be touching my thigh, and, she may kiss me, and all that, you know.
Yeah, pull my dick off. Yeah, I remember that. Like, then, man. I will tell y'all, but it might be too inappropriate. Just do it. And then she was sucking my dick so hard, bro. Like, I still wasn't finished that last day. Like, she was like, she was like that. I'm like, oh my god. But then I was screaming. And then I was screaming. Because she said she tastes a little bit of blood, so I told her to get the fuck off of me. So I'm like, no, get the fuck off of me. Get the fuck away from me now. And she was like, baby, I'm sorry. It was so good and big. I'm like, oh, no, you trying to suck the blood out of my dick, man? I need my dick.
Hey, yo, let's see if they want to join the podcast. Hey, yo, Christian. Yo, Christian. Yo, can you chat that dude over there?
Yeah.
But, yeah, you know, hold on. We're in, like, a little stop right now. Yo. Bro, you want to join our podcast, bro? No, it's not, bro. It's golden. But yeah, you know, he doesn't want to join our podcast. He's just smiling out there. Yeah. and shit, so. But yeah, man. You know, sit down, bro. So, dude, what do you think about obese people?
What?
Like, what do you think about obese people?
Nigga, what?
What do you think about obese people? Like you know, fat niggas?
I mean, like, sometimes it's just, like, genetic, you know what I'm saying? But if you just fucking sitting down on the couch eating your ass away, nigga, you gonna be fat for life, nigga. Like, what you talking about? Like, if you just fat as fuck, get up and lose some fucking weight. But if it's, like, genetic, you know, like, you can't control that shit, then yeah. Like, bro over there a little bit hefty, you know? He doing his thing, though. Like, it's probably genetic, bro. Like, he big as hell, but it's okay.
Yeah, the nigga is actually real fat, but
yeah, he cut that shit out. Like, you just gotta put in that work, you know what I'm saying?
So, you know, we got a little friend over here. He gave us a little good stuff. And, yeah, what else? Oh, okay. What do you think about small shorties?
Small shorties?
Yeah, small shorties.
Bro, small shorties are the best, bro. You can't cap, bro. Whenever they go and hug you, bro, and you're, like, towering above them, bro, it just... you can't compete with that.
Yo, what do you think about small shorties?
What do you mean? Wait, what?
Like small girls? Like,
oh, like, I don't know.
Them five.
Oh, they alright. They be acting too much. Like, they be like, oh, shit, I'm the cute ass bitch. Like, yeah, bro, you shut the fuck up.
Yo, what do you think about small shorties, bro?
About who?
What do you think about small shorties?
Small shorties.
Like some small girls. Like,
oh.
Like.
I don't know why, but I think the small shorts are like the thickest ones, like,
yeah,
for real.
Bro.
Like, they be having those big booty.
Yeah, bro, like. Little booty lives matter, nigga. Like, Coily Ray, my nigga, bro. Like, them tiny bitches, bro. They got it, bro. Shit, they got that shade. They got that physique, my nigga. That shit be busting, bro. Like, real talk, like, oof.
What do you guys think about midget shorties?
Fuck no. That's too close to, like, a fucking child, bro. I absolutely got this video, but, like, I'm not trying to get into
that. Yeah, so what do you guys fuck a midget? You fuck a midget?
What?
Why would you ask that?
Would you fuck a midget like a little girl? Like not like a little girl, but like a midget.
Bro, I don't know. It would really
get out.
I don't know.
Who invited this nigga?
Oh my goodness. Okay.
It would really depend. Like it would really depend.
Really depends. Okay. So what do you think about that, man?
Think about what?
Who do you fuck, a midget?
No, bro. I don't care how bad she is, bro. She built like a fucking child, bro. Actually, their legs are just short. I've seen some pretty thick midgets, bro. But that's not. I'm no.
Yo, I can just imagine you picking up that shorty. Hell yes.
It would just give me a very bad taste in my mouth. You know what I'm saying? Like it would just feel wrong.
I would feel like I just ripped the child.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, bro, 9 kills.
Nine.
Yo,
what do you think? Will you fuck a small shorty?
Like,
I'm talking
like,
about like a midget.
Yeah, oh, hell no. Nah, you could just pick it up and he's
going to
pop.
Yo, you got to pick up the shorty.
Yo,
what do you think about like really tall shorties? Like really skinny tall shorties? Like some like Bigfoot bullshit, you know?
Well, goddamn, I don't think I could do that because I at that point I wouldn't even think I'm the man in that relationship anymore. I'm the little bitch in that relationship, bro. Like at that point, I couldn't, bro. I wouldn't be the man in the relationship.
What do you think about
really
tall ass girls?
I'm fucking with it, bro. Like, I need a bitch who can take care of me so I can call mommy or some shit, bro. Like, I'm like, bro, like, I need me. Like, if she fine, if she tall, shit, pick me up. Like, I'm gonna take it, bro. Like, I'm into that, bro. Like, it's not that wrong, bro. Like, I don't know why niggas gotta always be the taller ones. Like, normalize tall bitches, bro. Tall, fine bitches, though, because all these tall bitches kind of ugly.
You know,
normalize tall bad bitches, bro, like some milfs.
Yeah, so what I think about that is that shit would be pretty fucking goated. Like, literally, she's like a fucking mom. Like, she would literally pick you up like a baby. It's just nice. But yeah, though, thanks for tuning in this podcast. It wasn't really that chill, but you know, it's whatever. We made it work. And yeah, follow for more.